Fred Film Radio interview.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here in London, cinema made in Italy, and today I'm in company with Giuseppe Battiston. We could say probably the new contemporary Italian cinema muse. Welcome.
thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Giuseppe. Let's just start a bit with your presence here. So you kind of represent 3 out of 9 and 10 films in cinema made in Italy, which means you are one of the figures right now, contemporary Italian cinema. Can you just outline very briefly and see the versatility of your acting performances between the films that you're representing here in Italy?
Beh, so innanzitutto sono molto contento che siano diversi tra di loro con questi ruoli, che è piuttosto raro. Dunque, nel film di Bruno Oliviero,
Giuseppe said that first and foremost he's very happy in the three roles that he is presented during the cinema made in Italy are so varied and so different one from the other. For instance, the character he plays in the Bruno Oliviero film. To start with, it seems a very conventional part. Is the friend of the protagonist, and the genre would appear to be a straightforward noir or thriller. As you delve deeper into the story, you realize that this character is the witness to the overall story. It will be the crucial link between the breaking down of the relationship between the father and the daughter, and also the witness to the crime and the culprit, without saying any more, because people have to go and watch it for themselves. In the Andrea Segre's film, Beppe's character, he just defined it as one notch up. So he progressed from friend of the main character to uncle of the main character. And the core story is this moving relationship between a migrant from Africa who lost his wife during the perilous journey from Africa to Italy. And he's left with a very, very young daughter, and he doesn't know how to deal with this relationship. And the other polarity is represented by a boy full of rage. He had just lost his father in an accident in the mountains, and he cannot express his rage, and that really colors everything in his life. He goes on a motorbike, though he is underage, plays an instrument, but that is not an outlet to his rage. So in this mountain community, which is such a small community, where Beppe's character plays part of one of them, this is the backdrop to the friendship that will bond the two solitudes together. The solitude of the migrant who doesn't know what to do with his life and doesn't know how to cope with his loss, and the little boy's rage and sense of loss. And that will be, without giving anything away apart from this, this is the heart of this movie. So, continuing in the vein of being an uncle, Giuseppe's character in Zoran is, though completely different. We're talking about a vulgar, uncouth character whose motivations are very, very dubious indeed, and finds himself lumbered with a nephew that he didn't know the existence of, and he really wants to get rid of him till he discovers that his nephew has this uncanny skill for darts. So at that point he tries to think how to exploit this. So he starts with small things like salami and wine, but then he discovers there's a world championship going on in Scotland and he wants to go there. This is all we're going to say about the plot, because so many complex things happen, so it's well worth seeing. All he wanted to add was the fact that it is shot in their region, both Giuseppe's and the film director's, Matteo Leotta's, Friuli Venezia Giulia, that some Italians don't even think belongs to Italy. They think that Italy stops at the Piave River. And the situation is quite different from when they were growing up, where the boundary, the national boundaries, was so harsh. And they hope, and especially because this film was a co-production with Slovenia as well, they hope that they're going to present a different image, and the merging and the opening up is going to be apparent in this movie, as they wanted to be even more so in real life.
Forse questo film, proprio perché anche una coproduzione italo-slovena, rappresenta per me un atto di modernità e di libertà considerevole. Ecco.
Thank you very much, Giuseppe. Thank you for being with us. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.